Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Genesis, the 19th chapter, verses 30 through 37. That's Genesis, the 19th chapter, verses 30 through 37. And it reads as follows. Lot and his two daughters left Zoar and settled in the mountains, for he was afraid to stay in Zoar. He and his two daughters lived in a cave. One day, the older daughter said to the younger, "Our father is old, and there is no man around here to give us children, as is the custom all over the earth. Let's get our father to drink wine and then sleep with him and preserve our family line through our father." Verse 33. That night, they got their father to drink wine, and the older sister went in and slept with him. He was not aware of it when she lay down and when she got up. The next day, the older daughter said to the younger, "Last night I slept with my father. Let's get him to drink wine again tonight, and you go in and sleep with him so we can preserve our family line through our father." So they got their father to drink wine that night also. And the younger daughter went in and slept with him. Again, he was not aware of it when she lay down or when she got up. So both of Lot's daughters became pregnant by their father. The older daughter had a son, and she named him Moab. He is the father of the Moabites of today. A younger daughter also had a son, and she named him Ben-Ammi. He is the father of the Ammonites of today. I want to speak today on the topic, a bright idea. Amen, a bright idea. To give you some background, Lot and his family had to flee Sodom and Gomorrah immediately because the Lord was going to destroy those cities. As they fled the cities, Lot's wife looked back and was turned into a pillar of salt. They were instructed not to look back under any circumstances when this occurred. Please listen to my sermon on a pillar of salt on the website for more clarity. Verse 30 of our scripture states the following. Lot and his two daughters left Zoar and settled in the mountains, for he was afraid to stay in Zoar. He and his two daughters lived in a cave. Lot was grieving the loss of his wife and was still trying to be a good dad by keeping his daughters safe by living in a cave. Lot loved his daughters and wanted what was best for them. There are many dads out here that are trying to do the same thing, protecting their kids. It is not easy being a single dad. Every decision that a single dad makes must have their kids as a priority. Lot was no different. He was doing the right thing. Verses 31 and 32 states the following. One day the older daughter said to the younger, "Our father is old and there is no man around here to give us children, as is the custom all over the earth. Let's get our father to drink wine and then sleep with him and preserve our family line through our father." You see, the older daughter somehow thought that this was a bright idea. The younger sister was influenced by her older sister and agreed with the decision. Let's talk about this bright idea. In what world do we live in that is right or okay to sleep with your dad and to get pregnant as a result? This bright idea was made to keep the family line going since the daughters perceived that there were no men around to give them children. This brings up some questions regarding this bright idea. First question, if there were no men around, could they have searched for men somewhere else? Surely the girls could have left the cave at some point. Kids, no matter what century they live in, are curious and would have eventually left the cave anyway. Second question, why didn't the daughters have a talk with Lot about the lack of men to find a solution? Lot would have found them someone if they had asked and not taken the matters into their own hands. As a father, he would have found them suitable men to marry and have children. The decisions that the daughters made showed how immature the daughters actually were and why Lot had them in a cave for their own protection. Here's another one. Was Lot even concerned about being a grandfather or wanting kids? The daughters obviously never asked Lot this question. I am sure that Lot wanted grandkids, but now was not the time, considering he had just lost his wife, and certainly not the place either. Another question. Although it was customary all over the earth to carry on a lineage as stated by the older daughter, perhaps it was not the will of God for them to have kids in the first place. The daughters obviously never asked for guidance from God about this decision. Wow. Verses 33 to 35 state the following. That night, they got their father to drink wine, and the older daughter went in and slept with him. He was not aware of it when she lay down or when she got up. The next day, the older daughter said to the younger, "Last night I slept with my father. Let's get him to drink wine again tonight, and you go in and sleep with him so we can preserve our family line through our father." So they got their father to drink wine that night also, and the younger daughter went in and slept with him. Again, he was not aware of it when she laid down or when she got up. Oh, man. What the daughters did to their father, their own father, is inexcusable. It is the worst type of sin to take advantage of someone when they are vulnerable. They made their own father drunk for the sole purpose of sleeping with him to get pregnant. It was bad enough that one daughter did this, but both committed the same sin. It is never, I repeat, never okay to sleep with a parent for any reason whatsoever. All of this occurred because the older daughter had a bright idea. Wow. Verses 36 to 38 brings this to some kind of conclusion. So both the lost daughters became pregnant by their father. The older daughter had a son, and she named him Moab. He is the father of the Moabites of today. Their younger daughter also had a son, and she named him Ben-Ammi. He is the father of the Ammonites of today. The daughters both had a son who are their kid and sibling. Lot now has two sons who are also his grandsons. How messed up is that? I notice that the Bible really does not mention Lot and his daughters from this point forward. We may never know what Lot's reaction to this betrayal was. Giving them a timeout would not have been enough, in my opinion. What could Lot say to them? He must have felt shame and dishonor. And remember, Lot had recently lost his wife and was mourning her loss when this occurred. He must have been devastated when he found out what they did. A bright idea, saints, can lead to bad results. Now, to be fair, Lot's daughters are not the only ones ever to make a decision based on a bright idea. Their mom had a bright idea to disobey God and turn back when told not to. She died as a result. We have had similar bad decisions based on bright ideas in our lives. Hopefully not as bad as this one. I am personally guilty of having bright ideas that turned out badly for me, both in business and in my professional life. Some of my bright ideas placed a financial hardship on my life and put me in debt. Some bright ideas cost me my health for a time. Some bright ideas put me in the wrong place at the wrong time. Some of my bright ideas caused depression or anxiety. And some of my bright ideas were an absolute waste of time. Now, I'm sure that you have had some bright ideas in your life that did not turn out so well. When we were kids, kids are famous for having bright ideas. In fact, kids have bright ideas daily, okay? I know I did as a child. But thank God for our parents, because our parents wouldn't let us act on our bright ideas. One of my bright ideas was to climb up onto the porch and jump off the roof. That's a real bright idea. My parents, being the good parents that they were, decided that that was not a bright idea, and they stopped me from doing it. Now, as I became a parent, my kids occasionally had bright ideas, and I quickly dispelled those bright ideas. I even explained to them why it was not a bright idea. But that did not stop my kids from coming up with new bright ideas each and every day, pretty much. And each time I had to make them not act on their bright ideas, because I knew that the results would not be favorable. I don't know what your bright idea was in your life. I have no idea. But we all have them. I can't really condemn what the bright idea that those two daughters had, who are nameless, by the way, even though it is the worst idea I've ever heard. But you know what? We're not without sin. We've had bright ideas that simply did not line up and simply were not the right idea. All these bright ideas could have been avoided, saints, had we asked God for his opinion. The daughters certainly didn't ask God, was it okay to get impregnated by their own father to continue the lineage? I certainly didn't ask God, was it okay for me to jump off the porch roof? My kids certainly didn't ask God when they came up with their bright ideas, and I'm pretty sure that you guys did not ask God on some of your bright ideas either. It is just the human nature to come up with these brilliant ideas that profit no one, to be very honest with you. I have had too many, like I said, in my life, that they're just too numerous to name. But here's the good part, saints. We don't have to act on our bright ideas if we check with God first. Find out, say, Lord, I got this bright idea and I want to run it by you. It's just as simple as that. Now, God, who loves us more than we can even imagine, will let us know pretty quickly whether that's a good idea, a real bright idea, or just craziness. But we got to ask. If we don't ask, we may never know. And then we act on these bright ideas and they do not turn out good for us. And then we wonder why. We have to live with the circumstances of our bright ideas, just like these two daughters had to live with the consequences, and so did Lot, unfortunately. I can't imagine being a father being put in that position. It's sickening to me personally. So, saints, let's us make a pledge tonight, or today, or tomorrow, or forever. So when we get these bright ideas, to run them through God first before we do anything else. Because, saints, we do not want a bright idea to cost us in the long run. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus we come. Thank you, Father, for helping us do our so-called bright ideas. Thank you, Father, for helping us to overcome these bright ideas. And Father, I pray, Lord, that you'll lead us to you to ask you prior to us acting on any bright ideas that we may have. Father, I thank you for this word. It was very enlightening. Pray, Father, that this word will go forth and that many people will understand that their bright ideas aren't their best ideas. Help us, Almighty Father, to come up with good ideas based on your will. Have us, Lord, to seek you with every decision so that we don't make the bad one. Father, I pray, Lord, that many will hear this message, many will understand it, and many will seek you with their decision making. Father, help us not to act on our bright ideas. Father, I pray, Father, for those less fortunate than us, Lord, those who are struggling in life and having a hard time. Please show mercy unto them, Lord. Father, I pray that, Father, that you'll be glorified in this word. May it reach many. Thank you for using me, Lord. I'm not worthy. Thank you for using me to use to say this word. Father, I give you all praise, glory, and honor, and I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.